They may have the gas ovens already built before you realize that they are hot.
Indie Media. Indie Media. Indie Media.
The time is 7 minutes and 27 minutes. It's 7 p.m. and 28 minutes after it, and then 37 seconds. This has got a crazy new clock here
it's
at RTR.
Countdown to apocalypse.
It's great. It's good to see subscribers putting money towards a nice new clock in RTR, so we can actually tell you the time.
Who was that seditious individual that we listened to before?
That young man happened to be Malcolm X in 1965, some 40 years ago, talking about taking the law into your own hands by any means necessary. Yes. Perhaps
a bit
of sedition, a bit of disaffection against the government there.
Which there will be on Saturday.
Yes,
in
Saturday.
Forest Place, 12 p.m.
Yeah, November
5. March for Peace.
Yeah, you go for it, Brian. You've got details here. I'm trying to read off the laptop here with sight on.
Cool. It is the bring the troops home now, defend civil liberties, no scapegoating of the Muslim community. These are the points that are going to be raised by Mr. Terry Hicks. Father of Guantanamo Bay detainee David Hicks, Rachel Seat, David Robinson from Secretary of Unions WA, and I'm sure there'll be a few other, probably an open mic, organised by the Stop. Is it the No War Alliance
WA? The group's pretty much demanding that the Howard government bring the troops back home. As the lies behind the invasion of Iraq have been unravelled and the Iraqi resistance has trapped coalition forces into an unwinnable guerrilla war, the coalition of the willing is crumbling and many countries have withdrawn troops. In the US, the movement to bring the troops home is growing, and in late September, following Cindy Sheehan's protests and the New Orleans disaster, 300,000 Americans protested against the occupation in Washington. 52% of Americans now favour an immediate withdrawal. The London and Bali bombings have shown how the pro-war governments have put us all in danger. But there are two responses to terrorism. There's Bush, Blair and Howard's response, which is to demonise and persecute the Islamic community and take away all of our civil rights. And then there's our response, which is to fight against the injustice which causes terrorism. We need to start by demanding an end to the war for the profits which has caused the death of more than 130,000 Iraqi people. The group No War Alliance say defend civil liberties, don't be silenced, and as Mark Cox was saying a little while ago, the new Torah laws are a threat to everyone who dissents against Australian foreign policy. Our democratic rights are being eroded in the name of fighting terrorism. These restrictions on our civil rights have not made us any safer. They've given more power to repressive government agencies such as ASIO, and the recent deportation of peace activist Scott Parkin shows that the Howard government is all too willing to misuse the power it already has to silence its critic. There's more than one critic. Yeah, so get on down on Saturday at 12 noon to Forest Place and hang out and listen to Terry Hicks, because it'll be quite a good opportunity to hear some of the stories this guy's got to tell about his son, who's in jail in Guantanamo Bay for necessarily no reason yet. He hasn't been charged, but he's been there how long has he been there for now? Four? Three?
4 years.
Long enough.
Yeah.
Too long, and claims this week that came out of some quite horrible abuses that have been going on in there. And I remember watching that, thinking, well, it's exactly the sort of thing that goes on in Abu Ghraib and
Guantanamo.
Yeah, and someone else pointed out to me that whilst it might not be as horrific in Baxter, the detention centre, these sorts of things still go along on our soil. People are charged without trial, charged and detained, not charged, but detained without trial for years on end.
It's a national protest. There's going to be actions happening all around Australia.
Yes.
Hopefully there will be lots of people. Are you about to push a button for a track, Al, or...
I reckon we should bring something else up.
Excellent. Tomorrow night at City Farm, there is going to be a meeting of the WA Community Garden Network. Basically, as the name says, they're a group representing all the different little community gardens around WA, and they're going to be doing a report back from the national meeting of which happened just in a place off the Gold Coast, place called Northey, I believe it was, little community garden out there. I spoke to Chris Byrne during the week, who was helping to organise the night. And he was talking about one of the interesting projects that the network's got going is a green map, or what I've been heard is called a green map, basically putting onto a big map, all the different community groups, community gardens, environmental projects, little kind of, you know, the Swan Landcare groups. Basically, every environmental group is going to be on this map, all on one map.
Oh, wow.
In one spot. It's a huge project trying to collate all that information and getting it all together. But once it's together, up online as well, you show anywhere you need your green needs met.
That's classic.
You know where to find.
Classic grassroots organising there.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. The dinner is starts at 6 o'clock, goes through to 8 o'clock. Dinner's at 7 o'clock, gold coin donation. RSVPs were away yesterday, but I'm sure that you can give Chris Byrne a call or an email to get in there by tomorrow. More details are up on the Newswire. Posted a story about it earlier in the week.
Yeah, the Newswire of perth.indymedia.org.
And hopefully we'll get have a chat with Chris or maybe one of the other speakers, maybe Ollie. We haven't had on this show yet. He deserves to be on this show. He's a legend.
Ollie, yes.
Yes,
indeed.
Yes. Okay. Hopefully we'll have them sometime in the future. Get on down to that because there's community gardens around Perth that are burgeoning. Earthwise is cranking. Mm. Get on down there for Monday night.
City Farm. I love City Farm.
Yes.
Oh, the Tomato Festival is coming up in December. More information later.
Yes. Anyway, go and have a feed at Earthwise on Monday nights.
Yum.
Yes.
Cool.
Awesome soup kitchen and, oh, the mushrooms on Monday night were awesome.
Were they? Oh,
yes,
cool.
Yes.
Excellent. And the soup kitchen is pretty much free and for anyone to come along.
Yep, free for anyone to come. They like donations, but it's not essential.
Hmm.
It's just a nice catch-up for all crew, basically.
No, hungry activists.
Which we all are. We're all starving activists.
We'll be back in a sec. Corporate media, corporate music.